time for you to sound off.
You gotta be faithing me. What in the hell are you doing?
You gotta be. It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkins Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Find new roads at ElkinsChevrolet.com.
Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. 610-771-9705. The sound off line is always open to you. You got a thought? You just publish it by leaving us a message. You may make the big show. Before we get to the calls, just got a very interesting email. Tyrone, I want to know what your answer is to this. If you were the coach of a football team who was playing in the Super Bowl and had to select a quarterback from the below choices, who would you select? A, Donovan McNabb. B, Nick Foles.
One game?
Huh? I went five. I can't disrespect five.
I would say no.
You could go with Nick Foles?
No, I go five.
You go five?
Yeah, I go five. I do. Because here's
Natalie,
the thing.
Who would you go?
You know who I'm going with, but why do you have your sunglasses on?
I'm getting ready to leave.
Okay.
Ready to leave. I put the other glasses in the case, and the sunglasses were in the case. So I just put the sunglasses on. All right, let's roll with sound off.
What if the whole Carson Wentz thing is just like, it's just a ruse, you know, smoke and mirrors? They were like, hey, Carson, take it easy on letting people think that you're coming back week one. Maybe it's just the thing where they don't want people to be able to game plan. I mean, obviously, game planning for Nick Foles, a lot different than game planning for Carson Wentz. I don't know, just a thought.
It's possible. I mean, I don't know if they play those kind of games. I mean, if you're a Super Bowl champion, you don't need to play games. You know, you say, here we are. We're Super Bowl champs. You stop us.
Yeah, this is for all the idiots that last week when Kapler was making stupid moves just would say, oh, well, it's only one game. It's only one game. Don't worry. Yeah, morons, when that's two games. And by the end of the week, it's going to be three games. And by the beginning of next week, it's going to be five games. And Kapler's still going to be making stupid moves.
Tell you what, you got big Quillions to call with that. When you see a team that's overachieved and been in first place, they have no business in first place, and you want to rip the manager. You rip the manager when you get it, you know, when he deserves it. But he doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, I don't care if Tiger Woods wins another tournament, but I wish he would stop it with the Sunday Red. It's such a cliche. It's about him when he was actually a great player, not what he is now. And it's like 20 years old. Like, come on, Tiger.
I said the same thing about that Red. You know me. You're plugging right into me here.
You told him to wear it on Thursday.
It's a cliche. Yeah, well, start, you know, if you think you're invincible with it on, then wear it on Thursday is when you need it, right? Maybe it's Sunday.
Please tell me Scott Kingery is not the new Markelle Fultz. He looks awful happy to be on that bench right now. A little alarming.
Well, he's overmatched. I mean, he knows it. He's got a long way to go, man. I mean, I don't know what can help him out. Does he start the year in AAA next year? Or do you, earn it in spring training again, and he has another good spring, and then he comes in the big leagues, and I don't know what to think of that guy, but I think the Phillies really overvalued him.
I think there's a really interesting conversation to be had about the coaches, past and present, in this town. We've had some great ones, we've had some not so great ones, but we tend to, like, forget about, you know, what some of these guys have done for us. When was the last time you heard a conversation about Charlie Manuel? We haven't had a championship in 30 years before Charlie got us one, and he's just gone, like, by the wayside.
I don't think he's gone by the wayside. I think people still respect him. And Charlie Manuel, with all due respect, had a pretty good team. All right? I mean, you had three players who were the best at their position in franchise history. Now, what he did was make everybody feel comfortable to play the game the right way, but they were pretty loaded.
I understand what the NFL is trying to do. They're trying to make it safer. It's also about money, you know, because they have to pay out all that money because of the past concussion issues. It's going to take a while for players to learn not to use their helmet or lower their head, because that's what they've been doing pretty much their whole careers and their whole lives playing football. But as long as these guys can lead a game and they're safe and they're healthy, that's all it's about.
Well, and I agree. The bottom line is safety is a good thing, and your personal enjoyment has to be secondary to these guys scrambling their brains, whether you like it or not.
So, Mike, you know, I'm not a fan of sabermetrics or analytics because you don't win baseball games based on lofty numbers. You win it based on the fact of can you pitch, can you hit, can you play defense. And the Phillies can pitch a little bit, and they can't play defense, and they can't hit. I don't understand analytics. I don't think you win with analytics. I think you win with talent.
You win with talent, but analytics can't hurt. Like if you have this down to a science on certain matchups, like pitchers, what their best stuff is versus hitters, what their biggest weakness is. I mean, that's deep analytics, and that's what they're going into, that kind of analytics.
All you New England fans crying about our billboard near Gillette Stadium. Cry me a river. You had 5 Super Bowls, 3 World Series, an NBA title, and a Stanley Cup in a 17-year stretch, and we only have 2 rings. Cry me a river, you spoiled brat.
I agree. I hate these Boston fans.
Wentz is a starting quarterback. If he's not 100%, I don't want him out there. I don't want to lose this guy, potentially for a career-ending injury, because he came back too soon. Let Foles play. That's his job. Backup. If it costs us a repeat, the likelihood we're going to repeat is next to nothing anyway.
Well, who said they want Wentz to play when he's not 100%? Nobody said that. The whole premise is he's got to be 100% to play.
Tiger Woods' last 2 majors, 3rd place and 2nd place. So for you to pump your chest out and brag that, hey, Tiger hasn't won the major and never will is ridiculous. He's playing at an elite level again. He will win another major. And you are dead wrong.
Well, again, I tell you, I'll go back to DVR again. And I'll reread all the stuff. And maybe the result has changed. I don't know. Maybe the PGA. And then the next time I watch it, I've already watched it 3 times. Maybe the 4th time has Tiger winning. I don't know. We'll check it out. Close it down, man.
That's the best of the best today of Soundgarden.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Find new roads at ElkinsChevrolet.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are the beef?
Because I don't like
that brave. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.